176 years ago, in 1836, Frenchman Joseph Nicolet, pronounced Nicolette nowadays, left Fort Snelling by canoe to explore and map the upper Mississippi region all the way to the river's source. He succeeded, and his surprisingly accurate map was used by European Americans in the middle of the 19th century to settle throughout northern Minnesota, displacing the Ojibwe people who had lived at countless villages for hundreds of years. Ironically, Nicolet was guided by two Ojibwe men and their families. The route traveled by the Nicolet party was a water and land pathway that existed before the Ojibwe came to Minnesota, existed before the Dakota lived in northern Minnesota, existed all the way back to ancient people thousands of years ago. The men who guided Joseph Nicolet's party were Shaugobe and Brunia, Ojibwe men of Leech Lake, and this is the story of their journey.
It's Wednesday, the 16th of August, 1836, and the Nicolet party is on Big Bass Lake in northeastern Cass County. Shaugobe pushes the first canoe into the water, then Brunia follows, and soon all the canoes are heading across Big Bass, through another small lake, and then into Thunder Lake. On Thunder, the Ojibwe greet another party of Ojibwe heading south.
Indute Makwa, Minoa, Indunjuban. I'm from the Bear Clan. I'm from the place that the clay is all over. White earth. Last and least importance, my name. That would have been proper protocol. And this is how they would have met Nicolet. This is how they would have met the voyageurs, the missionaries.
White Earth historian and elder Andy Favorite. Until loggers came to Minnesota's North Woods in the late 1800s, the outlet from Thunder Lake ran out of the north end and into Laura Lake. Between the two lakes was located one of the largest inhabited spots in northern Minnesota, inhabited over thousands of years by ancient Minnesotans and by Dakota and Ojibwe. Archaeologists Grant Goltz and Christy Holman Kane have conducted digs there and say they have never found the end of it. They estimate that hundreds of people lived there at a time and that the site was populated frequently over thousands of years. One of the reasons for its popularity is its central location. From there, the people could easily travel in all directions by water. The other main reason...
Manomen. Mino. Good. Min. Fruit. Good fruit of the earth. That's what that means. Minomen. Wild rice.
Laura Lake was, and still is, a very good source of wild rice, a staple food of Native Americans dating from the Ojibwe back to the Dakota and their predecessors over the millennium. Thousands of years ago, Minnesotans gathered wild rice using a pole, two knockers, and a boat. One person would pole the boat from the back, while a second person used one knocker for bending manomen plants over the boat and the other knocker for knocking the wild rice off the plant and into the boat. That same process is used to this day in Minnesota. Archaeologist Christy Holman Kane says knowledge is treasured by Ojibwe people.
It's like fine wine, I guess you'd say. There is a whole sophistication to all of that and knowledge that people have about the wild rice, and then you can go get Uncle Ben's.
In fact,
a good friend of ours was like a real wild rice expert, and he could look at that wild rice and he could tell you where it came from, you know, because the size and shape of the kernels will be different, and you know, oh, this is rice from such and such a bay on such and such a lake. Oh, this must be rice from such and such a, this is river rice.
Relative ease of travel and wild rice were not the only things that brought people to Minnesota back thousands of years ago. Just like today, archaeologist Grant Gold says it was relatively nice living here back then too.
One of the other factors that brought some of those people into this particular area is we're right on the confluence of a whole lot of different ecological niches or biomes, they're called. We got the prairies to the west. We got the northern conifer boreal forest to the north, and we have the eastern hardwoods to the southeast. That puts a lot of resources here, and it puts a lot of animals here that could be used. And for example, the bison herds. A lot of the bison herds would spend the summer on the plains, and in the winters they'd come into the prairie border forest edge to the east. Well, that's right here.
There is a photograph showing an Ojibwe couple at a rice camp on the shore of Laura Lake. That photo was taken in 1917, and with the exception of the utensils and the clothing, it could have been 300 years ago. Chagobe and Brunia and their party paddled along the west side of Laura Lake to the outlet on the northwest side, now known as Laura Creek. The creek flows like a corkscrew through grasses towering over the Ojibwe until it gets to Lower Trollope Lake. There, the Nicolet party pulls into shore and sets up camp for the night.
Tomorrow, the traditional people and the importance of stories.
Our great-grandchildren are running around with blonde hair and blue eyes, you know.
Anishinaabe and Yucatec.
And they have Ojibwe names, you know, and that's from our teaching.
For Brian Whittemore, I'm John Sumption.